Hi, moms. Welcome back to our series on fear. Stop being so afraid. This is part three, where we're going to give you guys some practical advice in everyday life to help conquer these fears that we live with. If you didn't have the opportunity to go to listen to part one and two, they are amazing. You should go back and listen to them. And let's jump right in with some practical steps on how we can conquer our fear.
Welcome to Momming. We're your hosts, Rachel
and Stacy, and we believe there's no better way to be encouraged through motherhood than by connecting with other moms.
Join us as we hear from moms just like you. Welcome to Momming. We are super excited. This is probably my favorite part because I'm so practical to get into the practical practices in the everyday life to conquer fear and to live in hope and faith. And I just wanted to start off by reading this amazing verse from Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And I also wanted to read another verse from Jeremiah that kind of goes along with that. And it's, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He is like a tree planted by the waters that sends out its root toward the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves are always green. It does not worry in a year of drought, nor does it cease to produce fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? And the reason I wanted to read those verses is because it gives us a really good picture of what the woman or the mom looks like who isn't living in fear, but who instead is trusting in the Lord. It's like that heat comes and the drought comes, but it doesn't affect this woman. It's like she, because of where her roots are planted, she is like this beautiful tree planted by the waters. And the heart is deceitful. And whenever the Bible talks about the heart like this, it's talking about like emotions. And so, you know, as women, we can tend to be very emotional and driven by our emotions. And that's a good thing. Like God's created us to be these emotional, helpmates really to men. We're like the counterpart, you know, and we need emotion to be good moms. We need to be able to empathize with our kids when they're feeling emotions, but to let those emotions control us or to, you know, steer us, we're going to be all over the place. Because I don't know about you, but my emotions change many times throughout the day. So diving right in, practical ways. The first and foremost, we've talked about this, to conquer fear, meditating on God's word. Fear can come from the place of the unknown or not knowing what's coming, and truth is the antidote to that. And where do we find truth? God's word. God's word is where we find that truth. And I was going to ask Stacy to actually read that John 14.
So John 14, 15 through 18 says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
And I love that, because Stacey, you talked about hope, I think, in either the, you know, one of the previous two episodes, and this verse is like Jesus leaving us with that hope. He's not only is he like, hey, if you love me, keep my commandments, which what are his commandments? They're God's word. But I'm going to pray to the Father, and he's going to give you this other helper that will abide with you or abide in you, the Spirit of truth. So we have his word, we have the Spirit of truth, and then he leaves us with even more hope because he's like, hey, I'm not going to leave you orphans. I will come to you.
Yes.
You know, and so we have that hope that there is more than just this life. And there is this beautiful hope, this perfect hope that is coming, you know? I think that's why I just love like the book of Revelation and the prophecies, because it's just like we're all longing for that. Like if we really think about it, like sometimes I just feel like my body aches, like, Lord, just come. Like I just want to be with you, and I just want to. This world is so exhausting sometimes, and just knowing that that perfect kingdom is coming where like righteousness will reign.
I just feel like, Rach, that's a gift to feel like that.
Really?
It's a, I don't, I mean, I don't want to say don't feel like that.
Well, then you're not saved. No, I'm just kidding.
This is how it goes, right? Like, I have so much fear and anxiety for that time period.
Yeah.
That
I do think about my dog.
Oh my gosh. When I first had my dog, it was huge. I would go to sleep and cry at night.
Oh,
and my
gosh.
Husband, my loving husband, would say, God knows you, Stacy. And if he knows you need Brutus in heaven, he's going to give you Brutus in heaven. And I'm like, okay, he knows I need him. He'll be in heaven with
Bruce
me.
Bruce is going to beat now. You to heaven, Stacey.
Now.
Okay, so we digress.
I just think
there will, like, be animals in heaven, okay? That's
I all I'm going to say. I love that heart.
Yeah.
But I don't think everybody has that.
Yeah.
That you have. I don't think everybody well, feels that
I don't
way.
Feel it all the time. I'm just saying, like, there's those moments where I'm just like, oh, Lord. Like,
especially if you watch movies like A Thief in the Night.
Yeah, we don't watch that.
They could. Don't. Yeah. Especially when you're in junior high. It will ruin you for the rest of your life. Yeah, okay. I'm just saying, like, I love that. And we should all feel that way.
Yeah. Well, not feel, but, like, expect. I think expect is a better word. Like, I'm just so expectant for it to happen because God's word says it's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not like I go through my day like, oh, I just, the hope of the rapture and, like, heaven. Like, of course I have a real life.
I think, like, what really helped me in that was, one, just being completely broken.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's hard to put into words. I feel like we all kind of struggle with our mortality.
Yeah.
I feel like we struggle with the understanding between my physical body isn't here anymore, mm-hmm. but I am still alive in heaven, and what that looks like. I mean, we're human beings, and so our whole life revolves around us being alive,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
And so the thought that we are going to die, mm-hmm. that we could die early sometimes or taken before we're ready, mm-hmm. I think we really have a hard time with.
Mm.
And this was, like, the cause of my breaking point, I think. My anxiety and panic attacks around my health came when I seriously thought I was going to die or not be around anymore, being taken from my family so early. And that was a really hard thing for me to get over.
Yeah.
You know? But I think because of that, and God knew that I needed to go through that, I let it go.
Right.
And so now I'm able to actually be like,
let it go.
Yeah.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
This is a good way to put that song.
Yeah.
Because we don't like the other way.
Yeah.
Anyway, does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Yeah. And I don't say those things to, like, be this super spiritual person. I just say them to show, like, there are moments in my life where I'm just like, oh, Lord, like, I can't handle what's going on in this world anymore. Take me now. You know?
Right.
And I think if we're honest, we've probably all been there. And then there's other times where I'm like, oh, I just, like, I'm so stoked at what's going on right now in my family's life, or, like, we're in the Colorado Rockies and it's just majestic and I feel like I am in heaven or whatever. You know? Anyway, the next practical thing is time in prayer. And no better example we have no better example of this than Jesus, who stole away constantly to pray and be with the Father. And the benefits of his time were many, but one of them was that he was at peace and he did not seem to live in fear despite the difficulties of his life. I mean, Jesus led a difficult life. He was very poor. People were constantly after him. You know, he was attacked by Satan, like, in the most gnarly way ever, several times. You know, and when we read the Gospels, we don't really get a picture that Jesus was ever afraid. Like, he kind of just did his thing. You know what I mean? Like, he was just in the will of God. He was, like, all about people. And I want to be like that, you know? And that comes from that time. That's just that time that's spent with the Father. Another thing I want to quickly touch on, because we kind of already talked about it last episode, was being very aware of our thoughts, being intentional. And to just kind of give you a really deep dive into what we're talking about, we actually did an episode on this last year called Think About What You Think About. And we had a guest, Holly Nelson, on. She's a biblical counselor. She's studying to get her master's, actually, in biblical counseling. And she just gave us some really solid advice on how to be very intentional and being aware of, like, what the thoughts are that you're allowing to stay in your mind, and rejecting the ones that are not true, and then choosing instead to fill up on God's word. And she talks a lot about, like, scripture memorization and how, you know, just even just one verse in your purse or in your pocket or something, or on your phone, can help, you know, refocus mm-hmm. your mind back onto what is true, which is another really important reason of why it's careful to, you have to be careful about what you're intaking.
Right. Right. Well, and like I said before in the first episode, like our mindset is so powerful.
Right.
And so important. And as Christians, sometimes we can think, oh, mindset, positivity, right. don't get all new agey on me.
Right.
But it's not new agey. Well, it's totally
perspective, maybe.
Yep. Is it,
like,
changes.
Yeah. Is a different word, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So the power of positive thinking, like positive people are healthier. Mm. They're more successful in life because they have goals and they know they're going to hit them. Mm. One thing that I've been challenged with is creating like I am statements that are positive.
Yeah. Or like biblical.
As opposed to negative.
Yeah.
Like I am socially anxious and hate crowds.
Right.
I can change that to I will have courage.
Right.
And go.
Yeah.
Be in a crowd. I don't know.
But we actually have one of those. It's the spiritual identity of Christians. Mm-hmm. And it actually lists like 15 I am statements, but like with verses. So they're biblical. Like, I am a child of God. I am not a slave to fear. You know, I have been forgiven of all my sins, past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like that. It's these biblical truths that you can just kind of read through and it solidifies, like, this is who I am in Christ.
Right. It's affirming who you are. We call them affirmations. And it's another new agey term, but it is.
No, they just took it.
Exactly. It. Like the rainbow.
Yeah.
So, they're so powerful.
Yes.
And so, do we have those listed? Can we put those on our website?
We can.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
But they're powerful anyway.
It's because they're truth.
It helps our mindset or our, what did you say, perspective.
Yeah.
And it helps us to be intentional about what we think and do.
Super good. The next thing we have is, this is a very practical thing and, you know, whatever, you can take it or leave it, but journaling out your cares and placing them before the Lord. This is something that I find very, very cathartic because for me, my thoughts can start spinning in my mind. And they get all tangled up. So if I can write them down, they become more tangible and like organized. And we actually have a really good example of this in the Bible. 2 Kings chapter 19, this is the story of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and he read it. And it was not a good letter. Okay, go back and read the story. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord. So he went to church. And spread it before the Lord. He went into the presence of the Lord. You don't have to go to church. Then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim. Because remember, they were still using the temple back in the day. The presence of God dwelt in between the cherubim. You are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord. So listen to me, O Lord, and hear. Open up your eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which was the evil person who wrote the letter, which he has sent to reproach the living God. So here we see a really good example. Hezekiah takes a tangible letter and he lays it in front of God and says, this is you, God. Like, deal with this problem because I can't. Basically, you know, mm-hmm. And I've actually found that was really cool for me. I'll just write down the things that are just spinning and I can't. And I literally just bow before the Lord and I say, these are yours. I can't do them. I can't deal with them. I have no answer for these. And I give them to you. And it's this very like physical way of like releasing those burdens to God. George Mueller, he is known for his prayer life, and he opened up like all these orphanages and just literally trusted God to pray or to provide. And he said, I believe God has heard my prayers. He will make it manifest in his own good time that he has heard me. I have recorded my petitions that when God has answered them, his name will be glorified. So this is the like flip side. As God answers, you write down these answers. And mm-hmm. we actually sometimes do this as a family, like we'll write down the prayer. And then when the answer comes, we get to, it's like a stone of remembrance back in the Old Testament when they would build those altars. Mm-hmm. And then every time people would walk by and the kids would be like, Dad, what's that altar there for? And the dad would be like, well, let me tell you a story. And it would be this amazing story of God's faithfulness. And that's what this is. You're writing down not only your petition, but you're writing down the answer. because it's tangible proof that God hears our prayers, and in his good time, he will answer. And Stacy, you referenced a couple episodes ago, or last episode, that when we need help, we can go to
another person.
To another person. And then it got me thinking about Romans 8:26-28, which is, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And this is the one everyone knows. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So going to God for that help, like, Lord, I'm weak. I am being crushed by fear. I am being overwhelmed. The Bible tells us that he actually intercedes on our behalf, and that all of those things will work together for good. Okay, moving on.
So another,
this is kind of what you were talking about.
Really important practical tip is speaking out loud your fear to another believer and receiving encouragement from them. Again, community is key. The last two episodes, or the first two episodes that of season three, the January episodes, were all about community and how important that is for us, especially in this divisive world, to kind of recharge our batteries, be around people. Like, we're not always supposed to be around. We're supposed to be lights in this world, right? So we do need to go out. We need to have courage, especially now. We need to be able to share God's love with others. But it is also so important to be able to also come back to your community to recharge, to know there's other like-minded people with you and around you fighting the same fight in the same battle.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the opposite, like we've talked about how isolation breeds fear. Like, when you're isolated, that is literally the opposite thing of what you should do.
And that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to get you alone. He wants you to think that you can figure it out by yourself. He wants you to build up walls.
Yes.
I had walls built up so high that the only way for them to be broken and tumbled down was like to be physically impaled.
But God, in God's faithfulness, he knew that and he took care of you.
Right. So we just have to be careful, because they those stones can pile and pile and pile very slowly, and before we know it, we're in this place and we didn't even realize we were there. You know, we can't be afraid of community. We also can't let the past affect us as much as it does. I've talked to so many people who were once in our community that are no longer and who refuse to come back into it because this or this happened.
Well, hurts are real and things, bad things do happen.
Absolutely. But they never found a new community.
Right.
And so just don't do that.
Right. Don't.
Speaking from experience.
For sure. The last thing we wanted to talk about very practically is listening to worship and praise music. This really helps us to get our eyes on Jesus and off our situation. So God is this amazing artist. We all know this. You could literally look around wherever you live. I don't even care where it is. And you could see that creation speaks of a creator, right? He's this amazing artist. And one of the things that he has created is music. And music can touch our emotions and our hearts in a way that nothing else can. It has this way of just putting our focus on God and his glory. And it turns our attention and our thoughts to him when you're listening to music that glorifies him. It displaces ourself and our problems from the forefront of our mind. So as we live our lives as moms, you know, we go to we call it the daily grind, right? It's this day-to-day, like, okay, depending on the age of your kids, you know, your day can look just very different from one day to another, or you can feel like you're living Groundhog Day, the same thing every single day. But the day-to-day is all about perspective, and worship and praise is one of the ways that we can change our perspective. So this is just one more of those, like, what are you letting in to me? Like, media has so much power, and whether it's like TV or movies or podcasts or music or news cycles, social media, whatever it is, it's affecting us, and it's having its say in our life. And so we have to be so on guard and aware of what we're letting in. And when we let praise music and worship music, you know, out in our home, or we're in the car, or at church, or those places, and we're just that environment. It literally changes an environment. Mm-hmm. It's like supernatural, because I don't know how to explain it, which isn't saying much. But anyway, that's kind of the last one I wanted to end on, because it's just so easy to do. The access to music is ridiculous nowadays, and I love it. And pretty much you can listen to free music any way that you want to. So anyway, this brings to an end.
I have one more.
Oh, yeah, go, yeah, go.
Just very practical
yeah.
thing that for me, and it may seem ambiguous, but it's not when you struggle with fear. Just have courage.
Mm.
Have courage. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, when you're afraid and you're about to crawl back into your hole, have courage and know that evening you get rest.
Mm.
Like, if you stand up and you have courage, there's rest on the other side.
Mm.
We don't always have to be fighting. We don't always have to have it. You know, maybe start with one little thing and build from there. But God rewards courage.
Yeah, it's a good word. And if you are struggling in this moment, we do encourage you to go read the book of Joshua. It'll give you lots of strength. As you see Joshua, this mighty man of like war, and he was afraid, you know, and that's okay. It just matters what you do with it. So thanks for listening. Our heart is this, that you're always encouraged as you listen to these podcasts. And you are going to just want to stay tuned, subscribe, so that every time we drop a new episode, you can get it. We have some really, really cool topics coming up these next few months. And again, we appreciate you listening. We know that you can spend your time doing a lot of things. And so we just want to say thanks. We'll see you next time.
Bye. As always, moms, thank you so much for joining us today on Momming. If this content and this podcast has encouraged you, helped you in any way, and you feel like other moms could use the same encouragement, please go on and like, subscribe, even comment in the YouTube comments to this podcast, to all the podcasts you listen to. It helps us get the content to other moms out there who need it. So we appreciate you. We look forward to sharing more with you in the upcoming months and